Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Monday evening, April 20th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Humanoid Robotics, Scheffler wins Hermes Award for Innovative Actuator Platform. Scheffler wins the Hermes Award for its innovative actuator platform designed for humanoid robots, recognized for its integration of mechanical engineering and AI. Actuators play a crucial role in making humanoids competitive, with Scheffler set to begin series production this year. The platform offers efficient, cost-effective solutions with high reliability and scalability. Visit Scheffler at Hanover Messe to learn more about their cutting-edge technology. Humanoid Robotics, Scheffler wins Hermes Award for Innovative Actuator Platform. Scheffler wins the Hermes Award for its Innovative Actuator Platform for humanoid robots. The platform features specially developed actuators for robot joints, aiming to make humanoids more competitive in the industry. The award highlights Scheffler's crucial role as a component supplier in the growing field of humanoid robotics.
Formycon invites to conference call on the results of the financial year 2025 and announces participation in international investor conferences in the second quarter of 2026. Formycon AG will host a conference call on April 22, 2026. To discuss the results of the financial year 2025 and provide an outlook for 2026. The call will be broadcast live in English. Additionally, the company will participate in various international investor conferences in the second quarter of 2026, including the Equity Forum Spring Conference in Frankfurt, Germany, and the Jefferies Global Healthcare Conference in New York City.
Safe Pro Group SPAI repurchases 400,000 shares under $3 million. Buyback program. Safe Pro Group repurchased 400,000 shares under its $3 million buyback program, representing about 3.5% of its public float. The company used operating cash flow and a strong balance sheet to fund the repurchases. Safe Pro Group may continue buybacks while investing in its AI-enabled defense and security platform and long-term growth initiatives.
Solidgenix SNGX strengthens pipeline as European Commission grants SGX 945 orphan status. Solidgenix strengthens its pipeline as the European Commission grants orphan drug designation to SGX 945 for Behçet's disease. This recognition validates the therapy's potential in the rare disease space, highlighting Solidgenix's commitment to addressing urgent patient needs. Solidgenix 945, based on duzgetide, is positioned to make a significant impact with the orphan drug designation in the EU, encouraging the development of treatments for rare diseases.
Mind Biotherapeutics Corporation broadens AI intoxication detection platform with launch of IntoxCollect TM.10. Mind Biotherapeutics expands its AI intoxication detection platform with the launch of IntoxCollect TM, a new software tool designed to collect and analyze voice and facial recognition data related to drug and alcohol impairment. The technology broadens detection capabilities to include various central nervous system stimulants and depressants. With over 50 million data points currently utilized, prototype testing for Edge AI kiosk hardware is expected in quarter 2, 2026, targeting industries like mining, aviation, construction, and law enforcement.
Investor News breaks: Masimo Group appoints Quentin Peterson as CEO, transitions David Shan to executive chairman. Masimo Group has named Quentin Peterson as its new CEO, effective April 14, 2026, while David Shan transitions to executive chairman. Peterson, a 9-year company veteran, aims to drive growth in utility vehicles and electric mobility, integrating AI-enabled features. The company also plans to expand into facility operations and smart mobility applications. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News breaks: Genius Group Limited closes $8 million registered direct offering. Genius Group Limited has closed an $8 million registered direct offering, selling approximately 21.6 million ordinary shares. The offering, conducted under the company's shelf registration statement, will support its growth as an AI-powered education platform. BBORARRL Capital LLC acted as the exclusive placement agent. For more information, visit the company's website. Biomed News breaks: Sologenex Inc. highlights patient-centric drug development strategy through reformulation approach. Sologenex Inc. is prioritizing patient-centric drug development by focusing on reformulation strategies. CEO Christopher J. Christie. Schaber discusses how adapting therapies to better suit patients' daily lives can improve access and adherence. By shifting toward a practical subcutaneous approach, the company aims to address operational challenges and enhance long-term adoption. This approach reflects a broader industry trend towards balancing efficacy with convenience and patient experience. Investor News breaks: Channel Check by Noble highlights Enhanced Group Inc.'s planned SPAC merger with A Paradise Acquisition Corp. amid evolving market dynamics. Enhanced Group Inc. plans to merge with A Paradise Acquisition Corp. in a SPAC deal, noted by Channel Check, a Noble Financial Group platform. The move comes amidst changing market dynamics, with capital shifting towards unique growth opportunities. Enhanced Group Inc., a sports, media, and consumer health company, aims to debut in the public market through this strategic merger, aligning itself with the evolving SPAC market trends. Tech Media breaks: Wearable Devices Limited announces planned AR partnership with Meta Bounds ahead of Huawei 2026 showcase. Tech Media breaks: Wearable Devices Limited announced a planned partnership with Meta Bounds Inc. to integrate Mudra Neural Wristband technology with augmented reality hardware for touchless spatial interaction. The collaboration will be showcased at the Augmented World Expo 2026, focusing on wristband-based controls for AR glasses and long-term enterprise partnerships.
Biomed News breaks: Orogenix Inc. NYSE American, OGEN, reports early dosing progress in Phase 2A trial of intranasal concussion therapy. Orogenix Inc. NYSE American, OGEN, has reported early dosing progress in its Phase 2A clinical trial for intranasal concussion therapy. Two patients have been enrolled, with 8 doses administered so far. The trial, evaluating ONP-002 for mild traumatic brain injury, is ongoing at Mackay Base Hospital in Australia. Orogenix aims to address the unmet need for FDA-approved pharmacological treatments in this market.
Network news breaks: Optimum Bank Holdings Inc., NYSE American, OOFCG gains buy rating and $8 price target as Breen Capital initiates coverage. Optimum Bank Holdings gained the buy rating and an $8 price target as Breen Capital initiated coverage. Director of Research Christopher Marinac highlighted the company's business model and growth strategy. Chairman Moishe Gubin sees this as a crucial step in expanding investor awareness. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Beeline Holdings Inc. expands embedded mortgage strategy through SRG partnership. Beeline Holdings Inc. expands its embedded mortgage strategy through a partnership with SRG, targeting up to 2,000 home financings in a multi-year development pipeline. The AI-driven real estate ecosystem aims to reduce friction in underwriting and borrower qualification, focusing on younger buyers and real estate investors. Investor responsiveness to execution milestones and partnerships is reflected in early share price performance.
Biomed News breaks: Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., featured in Biomed Wire editorial highlighting biotech's shift towards science-driven asset valuation. Oncotelic Therapeutics is featured in recent Biomed Wire editorial coverage, showcasing the shift in biotechnology towards science-driven asset valuation. As clinical stage assets progress, fair value accounting frameworks under U.S. GAAP reflect pipeline advancements directly on the balance sheet. Oncotelix diversified oncology pipeline and strategic holdings, including a 45% stake in GMP Bio valued at over $1 billion, exemplify this trend. Other advanced biotech companies like Sarepta Therapeutics, Alnylam Pharmaceuticals, Arcturus Therapeutics, and Denali Therapeutics are also highlighted for their innovative approaches in targeting diseases at the genetic and molecular level. IEAR Corporation completes transformational strategic pivot, emerges as a leading agentic AI company in the worldwide entertainment space with dramatic gains in sales growth, operating margin, and net margin. IEAR Corporation completes a strategic pivot, emerging as a leading agentic AI company in the global entertainment industry. The shift has led to significant gains in sales growth, operating margin, and net margin. With ufilm.ai and uflix.ai driving growth, the company is now positioned for a NYSE American uplist, showcasing a strong balance sheet and sustainable margins. Stop risking personal capital. See how modern prop firms work in our upcoming webinar. Stop risking personal capital and learn how modern prop firms work in Prop Shop Traders' upcoming webinar on April 23rd. Co-founder Sean Kozak will explain how traders can access professional capital, build consistency, and manage risk without relying on their own money. Join the live session at 11 a.m. ET to explore new opportunities in trading across stocks and futures. Biomed News Breaks, Addictext Inc. subsidiary featured in Nature Journal study on breast cancer biomarkers. Addictext Inc.'s precision oncology subsidiary Ignite Proteomics was featured in a study published in NPJ Precision Oncology, highlighting the efficacy of quantitative HER2-related assays in predicting treatment outcomes for metastatic breast cancer patients. The study, published in a Nature journal, showcased Ignite's reverse phase protein array platform as a valuable tool for improving treatment selection in oncology. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mining News Breaks, Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. begins drill mobilization at Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has initiated drill mobilization at the Murdoch Mountain Project for its 2026 exploration program. FTE drilling is on-site following pad construction and pre-clearance work. The program aims to further evaluate the Mead Peak Upper Phosphate Zone, building on previous drilling results. Nevada Organic Phosphate continues to advance its geological model and assess the potential for a future NII 43-1011% resource estimate.
Investor News Breaks, Helles Pharma TM CBO ECA HLP CEO steps down, Eric So named Interim Chief Executive Office. Helles Pharma TM CBO ECA HLP CA Michael Cola, with Eric So stepping in as Interim CEO. The board requested Cola's resignation to facilitate a smooth leadership transition. So, the co-founder and executive chairman will lead the company while the search for a permanent CEO is underway. Helles Pharma remains focused on advancing its clinical pipeline and creating long-term value for patients and shareholders.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.